one. Wanted to get something out for Thursday because we got tracked behind whatever it's called schedule. Anyway, the rain has been in LA. It's over now. It's Thursday. I think it was like three days. Yeah, it was tragic. It was our own Hurricane Katrina. It was our own tsunami. It was like 6 inches of rain, and people are complaining about it. I'm over it, you know. Just, you know, it was rain, you know, don't, you know, whatever. People are like, oh, it's flooding here. It's like, here's what you need to do. You just clean out a drain. You just go over there, and you actually may have to put on some boots. You may have to put on some gloves. You may need to take a rake, and you just clear the drain, and then the water goes away. Ah, don't drive through it. People here are so silly. I've got those Midwestern sensibilities. It's just me today. I just wanted to bust a quick one out. We got the Super Bowl this Sunday, Chiefs and the Niners. I think maybe like the state of Kansas, maybe the state of Missouri. They're all rooting for the Chiefs, and all the Taylor Swift fans. I think most people want to see the Niners win. That's my sentiment. Just because it's like I think they're kind of Chiefs overkilled right now. Because I think they've won it like I know the Chiefs beat Philly last year. They beat somebody else a couple years ago. It may have been Tampa. I think it was Tampa. They beat Philly and they beat Tampa. You know, it's not New England. I think the Chiefs have turned into the New England. San Francisco, I watched Brock Purdy in college, the Niners quarterback, and he was always like one of those guys who he was just frustrating. It's weird because the Big 12, the Super Bowl matchup quarterbacks is two Big 12 quarterbacks. Brock Purdy, he went to Iowa State, and Pat Mahomes was at Texas Tech, actually. I've watched these quarterbacks, you know, develop. Purdy was always like the most annoying guy because he's not, you know, he doesn't have a great arm. He's not a fast guy. He reads defenses really well. He doesn't have a crazy arm. He's not a big guy, but he would just always freaking get it done. It was very Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done. Yeah, that's what he would do. It was so frustrating to play. Mahomes was always talented, and then also he was kind of. I don't think Kingsbury was there when he was there. Trying to remember who was the coach. Kingsbury was there his freshman year. I think he committed under Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury, I guess he coached for the Cardinals, but he coached Texas Tech at the time. Mahomes was always great out of the pocket. He could scramble. He could throw against his body. I didn't think he was going to be the NFL quarterback that he became. He's the best quarterback in the league right now, I would say. I can't think of anybody really like super better right now. Jalen Hurts has had a, you know, good career so far. Josh Allen, you know, but, Patrick Mahomes is kind of like the standard bearer. I don't want to get into the NFL conspiracy theories. Here's my opinion. If it's a shootout game, it's going to be Kansas City. They just got the weapons, with Rice and Kelsey and Valdez, Pacheco coming out of the backfield. He gets his yards. Mahomes can run. They have like a PlayStation offense. That's what they used to call it at Texas Tech. Even it was like guys playing Madden on PlayStation. That's what that is. Niners. A little bit more conventional. If it's a 21-24 game, I think it's gonna be the Niners. They're just a lot more grounded out, you know, not as wide open of an offense. Great defense, like Nick Bosa. Who's the other guy I was looking at? Fred Warner. He's all over the field. It's weird. with the Niners, it's just like the old New England Patriots. It's like all these just like average-looking white dudes, you know. I mean, Nick Bosa is a monster, but, yeah, George Kittle is covering tight end. You got Kelsey, too, I guess. But CMC, Christian McCaffrey, I thought he was out of the league. I thought he was done. I thought he was done. Now he's, like, leading the league in rushing. And it's a running offense. He had, like, 1,400 yards this year. It's wild. He just kind of came out of nowhere. I think he got cut, maybe, by Carolina. They really didn't know what the fuck they were doing, did they? Oh, goodness. Let's see. Like I said, this will be a quick one. We are dry now. I am going to be in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. Oklahoma and the waving wheat sure smells sweet. I will be in Oklahoma the first week of March. Setting up some shows right now. Hopefully it works better than last time. Ugh. It's been kind of, you know, not any availability at the clubs right now because they're booked on the Sunday, so I'm not going to really try to push that, the two clubs in town. I'm probably going to run some, like, indie shows or something like that. We'll see what that goes with. This weekend, Saturday, in 2 days, I will be at the stand-up comedy club in Bellflower with Jamario McClain and Maddie Claybrooks. A little Valentine's Day show for the folks. Monday, I will be at State Social House over on the Sunset Strip of West Hollywood with Jacqueline Passero. It's her show. It'll be fun. 21st. This was a good feeling, I won't say. I got to admit. Headlining Senator Jones nightclub in Santa Monica. And I opened my email up and I don't know what you guys do with your emails, how many emails you get. I get a lot. It was like, yeah, things to do in town. And I saw the comedy show that I'm headlining advertised to me in my email. That's kind of a cool feeling. I won't lie. I've never been marketed. I've never had myself marketed to myself. It'll be a good show. Definitely hit that up. Cecily Jamila, she's running that one. Senator Jones in Santa Monica, the 21st, I think. Yeah. It sounds so weird as somebody who's like doing stuff like over the internet and computers and stuff. Can we just go back to like 1990s computers? Seriously, I don't need. It's like this with my phone. It's like this with my laptop. I don't know what you guys do. Maybe you guys have like some VPN or something. Maybe if you know something I should do, let me know. It's like all ads, and I bought the freaking computer, you know. I bought the phone, I paid for it, and all you're doing is advertising to me, you know. All I want to do is communicate, all I want to do is find out sports scores, all I want to do is, you know, let me do what I want to do. I want to buy tickets to a movie, I want to see how far it is to drive to Burbank at 4 p.m., you know. And it's just like, you're like, oh, do you want to stop and eat 8 sandwiches on the way? No, I just think, stop marketing to me. There's got to be a way to do this. So I have to like, do I have to get a VPN? Tell me, please, let me know. I will take any suggestions I can. I'm just over it. I don't mind. I feel like this happened to me during the pandemic a lot. I wound up online shopping because you know, all the extra money people got, it helped. I wound up becoming a little bit of an online shopper. Maybe that's why I get advertised to so heavily. But like I got some cool clothes and stuff like that, but it just feels like every time I buy something off of like an Instagram ad, I feel like I'm contributing to the problem. It's me. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I am the anti-hero. I am now a Taylor Swift fan. That's what I'm saying, guys. I don't share Marcus's hate for Taylor Swift. I don't think he hates Taylor Swift. I think he just hates the coverage of Taylor Swift. And it's so weird how that's become like a right-wing thing now. Can social media just be like fun again? Can we just do cat pics? I wasn't even a cat pic guy, but and I'm not trying to be gross and talk about like vaginas or anything. I mean, just cat pics or cat videos or, you know, just America's Funniest Home Video, a guy getting hit in the nuts, you know? Can we just have fun again? Can we do that? Can we just post rap lyrics again on Facebook? Can we do that? Can I do that? Can I just put some Nas lyrics out there? And that's what I want to do. Everything doesn't have to be freaking political. I mean, it's advertising, you know? It's just, I'm not a fan of either of the two big guys that are running. I'm going to vote, but, I'll flip a coin. I'm in California. It doesn't matter who I vote for president anyway, you know. If I was in Oklahoma, it wouldn't matter who I voted for as president either. So let's relax and all that. That's probably all I got. Yeah, but no, I'm just tired of the pop-up ads. If you know a way I can just, like, I don't want to, like, spend a lot of money. I just want to have my computer be my computer and not like a nagging like Ned Ryerson from the movie Groundhog Day trying to sell life insurance to Bill Murray. Ooh, watch that first step. It's a doozy. You know, I don't want notifications. I don't want emails. I market the podcast very rarely. I send out a few emails. I send out a few text messages because I don't want to be that guy to you. You know, I just figure you like it. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. I get it. But enough people do. Putting more content out on the Patreon soon. Getting all the videos up that we have. Pretty excited about that. Have that up for you soon. Check it out for a week. It's free. I guess I should start doing that this weekend. Anyway, that's all I got for you. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Stay obnoxious.